From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A new rebel offensive near the northern Syria town of Raqqa. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces, also known as the SDF, has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior SDF commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG armored units, will be advancing from three different directions. U.S.-led airstrikes have been supporting the current offensive. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington yesterday said the U.S. continues to support the SDF's efforts to retake territory from the Sunni militant group, also known as Daesh. Mr. Toner also outlined U.S. priorities in Syria.
First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh, and we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war, and to do that, put in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process whereby we believe it can lead to a political transition.
In the meantime, a European diplomat told VOA that the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of the city of Raqqa, at least to take outlying villages north, west, and south. Iraqi forces, backed by an assortment of Shiite militias, have faced harsh resistance in their multi-sided offensive to retake Fallujah from Islamic State extremists who've controlled the city since 2014. Humanitarian agencies are concerned the battle could come at a high human cost, as IS is using civilians as human shields and reportedly preventing families from fleeing the fighting. Embattled Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the offensive earlier this week, vowing the Iraqi flag would soon be flying over the city. The U.S. Envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa told VOA Tuesday that the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crises was a positive step forward. Tom Perriello praised the efforts of the mediator, former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa. He said that Mkapa is addressing issues of inclusivity among members of the opposition.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions, so he simply made himself available to meet with all decisive stakeholders, including those who were invited. He's already met with some who were not invited. So that's what he's emphasizing, hearing from all sides to come up with a plan that could work.
The next round of talks is expected during the third week of June. This is VOA News.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
President Obama ending his three-day visit to Vietnam today with a meeting with U.S. Embassy staff and a town hall with young Southeast Asian leaders. This is Vietnamese filmmaker Bao Nguyen.
Usually the Vietnamese people aren't used to having government officials, politicians speak directly, ask questions directly, and being able to kind of have no filter between your leaders and the public. So I'm happy just seeing how energetic the crowd was and how inquisitive they were towards the president.
President Obama met Tuesday in Ho Chi Minh City with entrepreneurs and called for increased bilateral cooperation.
I'm here today because the United States is committed to being a partner as you grow. With programs like our Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, we're helping give thousands of young people across Vietnam the skills and networks they need to turn their ideas into action.
Mr. Obama has arrived in Japan for a Group of Seven summit and a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima on Friday. That, of course, the scene of the U.S. atomic bombing at the end of World War II. Human Rights Watch has accused soldiers of killing, raping, torturing, and detaining dozens of civilians in and around the town of Wau in western Bahr el-Ghazal state in recent months. It said South Sudanese soldiers are getting away with murder and called for the government to halt abuses and support creation of a war crimes court to investigate and prosecute those responsible. Media reports say at least three people are known to have died following a series of clashes between police and protesters in Kenya over electoral reform. Western diplomats, including the U.S. and Britain, have expressed deep concern. And a Pennsylvania judge has ordered American comedian and actor Bill Cosby to stand trial on allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in his Philadelphia home in 2004. Judge Elizabeth McHugh ruled that there's enough evidence to warrant a criminal trial for the 78-year-old comedian. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.